from National Public Radio. NPR Playhouse presents Nightfall.
In the dreams, you are falling, lost in the listening distance, as dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. Tonight's story has a definite destination. I hope you're still with us when we get there. The play is called Welcome to Homerville.
It's a long way to go, and the road ahead is troubled. But this old brain of pain is gonna make it. Through the wind and rain and thunder, till the stormy skies are blue, and the sunlight lights the highway, heading home. It's a long, lonely road, through the lifetime of the trucker.
Country boy, T.W. McCall. Just a moving and grooving on down that long, lonesome road. Shaking the time to just 20 minutes on the shy side of midnight right here on WQRN, the big voice of country music in the Wolverine State. By the way, baby, if you are driving by a church, you just slow down here because you just might see a bunch of folks building an ark. Because we are in for a motherload of rain early this a.m. And while I'm warming up, motherload, here's a I would dearly love to get loaded with. Miss Tammy Wynette running us up to 18 minutes on the left-hand side of the hour. Go. Do it, Tammy.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Giving all your love to just one man.
Are you still with us? Well, the writers responsible for this latest excursion are Don Dickens and Alan Gutman. Pleasant journey.
Am I your man? Is in your arms to hold? Stand by you and tell the world you love me.
Breaker break 19. Yeah, this is the one, Georgia Strait. I'm out the back door of an 18-wheeler with Big Apple plates. You got your ears on there, good buddy. Come on.
This is KXR 0461. I hear you back there, Georgia Strait, and I've got you in my mirrors. Go.
Yeah, that's four for sure there. Just wanted a jaw there, good buddy. What's your handle? Come on.
This is Paper Pusher, Georgia Strait. Where you headed? Come back.
I'm on the rebound from the Nickel City hauling stale air there. Left a load of Texas strawberries, took a busted sidewalk to Motown, rub eyeballs with a snuff dipper. First Sergeant finds out, I'll be greasy side up. Come on.
Georgia Strait.
Yeah, go, good buddy.
What the hell are you talking about? Over.
Damned if I know. I think I said I left my shoes in Kansas. Come on.
I tell you what. Why don't we just talk straight? Over.
I won't tell anyone if you won't. You been out long there, come on?
Yeah, it's my third day. You know this neck of the woods at all? I've never been up this way before. Over.
Yeah, I've been known to cruise these boonies. The smoke can get pretty thick up here. Come on.
Hey, I asked for it straight. Go.
I do apologize, paper pusher. But what I mean is that the Smokies, I mean the cops come down pretty hard on speeders hereabouts. Come on.
No sweat. I'm in no hurry. I got a load of newsprint on. It can't go bad. Listen, is there a stop hereabouts, Gulp?
Why, you gotta shake hands with Shorty? Come on.
I hope you don't talk to your mother with that mouth. I'm trying to tell you I'm hungry. Come on.
Yeah, that's definitely a four for sure. Now, there's a chew and choke in about 10 miles. Sorry, I can't join you for a cup of road tar, but this is my exit coming up. Where'd you say you were headed? Come on.
Well, I didn't say. I'm headed for Homerville. Have I got the best route over? Georgia Strait, do you read me? Over.
You say, Homerville? Come on.
Right, Homerville. Over.
Homerville? You gotta be crazy. You heard them stories?
Stories? Now, what stories, Go?
Just turn back right now before you get there.
What?
You ain't never gonna get there on one beat.
Come in, Georgia Strait. Over.
Gotta turn back now while you can.
What the hell was all that about?
Don't make sense to me.
Well, somebody told me one of his front tires was bald as a baby's bum. Must have blown out.
No way. I rode with Norm for 2 years. Nobody took better care of his rig than him. Ask me.
Roy, did you have the satchel?
No, that's me, Bert. Thanks.
You get the cabin drove.
Yeah.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Well,
what's he having? Looks pretty good.
Cabin drove?
Yeah, I guess.
And now?
Well, bring me a coffee. I'll make it black.
It's on its way.
Hey, Roy, Norm, any family?
Oh, a wife? No kids. Separate.
Oh, yeah?
Ah, you know. Too many hours on the road?
Usual. Sounds familiar.
I don't know. Still doesn't add up.
There you go. One cabbage roll.
Thanks.
Say, buddy. You sure you want to eat those things?
I think I can handle them.
Earl, just let the man eat.
Oh, sorry, sir.
No, no problem.
Have I seen you here before?
No, never been up this way. Oh, by the way, my name is Arthur.
I'm Roy. I'm the food expert here. Sure.
Glad to know you. Which way you headed?
I'm hauling newsprint up to Homerville.
Homerville? Wasn't that where they found Norm?
Yeah.
Homerville, huh? That's, quite a ways from here.
Bad road up there.
Yeah? What do you mean?
Well, there's been a lot of accidents up that way.
Bad ones.
Well, I'll take it easy. I'm in no rush.
No one waiting back home?
Well, yeah, my wife, but I've been driving a long time. She's used to waiting.
Take it from me. They never get used to it.
Anything else here?
No, that's fine. God, look at the time. You got a phone here? Said I'd call home hours ago.
Yep, go bring the corner.
Yeah, well, thanks.
That'll be $2.95.
Oh, right. Well, listen, here's the 10. I'll be right back. See you guys in a few minutes.
Sure.
Tell her you miss her cooking.
Operator.
I want to make a collect call to area code 555. The number is 486-7934.
What is your name, sir?
Just say it's R.C.
One moment, please. I'm sorry, sir. I am not getting an
hello.
1 o'clock, for God's sake. I have a collect call for anyone from RT. Would you accept the charges?
RT? Sure.
Go ahead, sir.
Did I wake you, honey?
Yeah. Oh, no. No, I was just watching Johnny Carson. Hey, why are you calling? Something wrong?
No, I'm okay. I just thought I'd give you a call, see how you're doing.
I'm fine. You on your way home?
No. It's going to take longer than I thought. Probably won't make it back till Saturday.
Too bad.
Yeah. I tell you what. Why don't I pick you up after work and we'll go to a show or something?
Won't you be too tired, honey? Last time you went to a show.
No, really. I want to.
Well, sure. That'll be just fine.
So, what'd you do today?
What? Not much. Slow day, Knocked off early.
Hey, Rosie. Are you okay? You sound a little... I don't know.
Archie, I'm tired. It's late, you know?
Sorry. I meant to phone you earlier, but I was making good time.
Oh, damn it.
What was that?
Just something on TV.
It didn't sound like...
It was a TV?
Okay.
Archie, it's late. I gotta get up early.
Sure. Okay.
See you Saturday.
Yeah. I'll pick you up, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, look, you have a good trip.
Okay. Rose, miss me?
Hey, mister, here's your change.
Oh, forget it. You keep it.
Breaker 19, Breaker 19, this is KXRO 461, the paper pusher. Anybody want to give me a shout? Come on. This is the paper pusher. Anybody out there want to give me a nickel's worth? Go.
Breaker, this is NSU 2496, Grand Falls Beacon. I got you wall to wall, paper pusher. Want to chew the fat? Over.
Roger. Where are you headed, Beacon? Go.
Well, I was heading to the kitchen for a sandwich till I heard your call. Come on.
Now that must be some kind of rig you're driving. Over.
Oh, yeah? It's a two-story split level. Put on gas, though. Over.
Base station, huh? That's great. Now, I don't get much chance to talk to many of you desk jockeys. Just other high riders. You done any driving yourself, though?
Oh, sure have. But, not lately. Where you headed, paper pusher? Over.
I'm bound for Homerville. Over.
Where? Throw that back to me again. Go.
Homerville. Ever hear of it? Over.
I'll never forget it. Listen, good buddy, how long you been on the road today, go?
I guess I'm looking at 15, 16 hours, but traffic's light, so I've been trying to push through. Over.
Where are you now, paper pusher? Over.
Route 25, just past 113. Why? Come back.
Well, you're heading into a bad stretch of road.
What do you mean?
You got about 100 miles to go. What I mean is it might be easier to take after a night's sleep. The mind can do strange things when you're on a long haul. It's a lonely life. Sometimes we need someone riding beside us, someone to talk to, someone to turn when danger threatens. You're not alone.
Breaker, Beacon, are you reading me? Over.
It's Homerville. I put my life in God's hands. Honey, my side. Let me see you.
Breaker, Beacon, I'm losing you. Over.
Don't give in to temptation. Don't listen to that voice.
Beacon didn't copy that. Please repeat. Over.
Hey. Is anybody out there?
big two doors down. Anybody don't like that little lady just don't like chicken on Sunday. It's coming on 3 a.m. right here on WQRN, the big voice of country music, in the Wolverine State. And time. And time for one last look at the weather. I'll bet you just hoping for a nice day today.
Oh, it better be.
Yeah, warm and sunny with a big blue sky.
Yeah, I'll take a dozen.
Yeah, well, you better move it on down to Florida, my man, because the rain's going to come down like a sun out of a gun. With temperatures in the low 50s. Damn. You know, baby, I sit here and wonder just who's out there listening to WQRN at this hour. Up late, can't sleep, out on the road. Yeah, man, hey. Take a look at the car up there, you baby. I'll bet you he's listening to WQRN, too. You got something in common and you don't even know it. Tell you what, my man. Why don't you just give him a little honk?
You gotta be kidding.
Come on, baby. Don't be shy. I'm gonna give you a couple of seconds here.
What the hell?
Now, don't that feel better?
I feel like a fool. There's nobody out here.
You are with WQRN, top of the chart in country music.
So play something, will you?
WQRN now concludes this broadcast day. Our studios are located at 1063 Lombard Street and operate at an assigned frequency of... damn it.
Breaker 19. Anybody out there? Come on. Anybody out there? Over.
Now, what's the... So, good night. Until we say good morning.
Guy up there.
Huh?
There wasn't enough daylight between you two to light a match.
Well, yeah, I guess it was kind of close.
Close? You get that close to a woman, you could get her in trouble. What, did you doze off?
No, I was just
listening to the radio. That's how it usually happens.
Well, it's a matter of
fact. I know. I've heard it all before.
It was the damnedest thing.
Yeah. Now, trouble with your old lady? Too much time on the road? Maybe she's playing around and you wish you were. Can you check it off?
No, it's fine. How did
Ed
you...
Ed Bowman, aren't you?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Oh, newsprint.
Yeah?
Now, don't look at me cockeyed, boy. You can smell that stuff a mile away. It's quite a drive ahead of you. 200 miles. There you go. You got my tractor all.
How much do I owe you?
Read it and weep.
Now, hold it. Did you say 200 miles?
Well, it's been 200 miles to Homerville as long as I can remember. Unless they moved it. Hey, you want a receipt?
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of a waste to fill her up.
200 miles.
KXR 0461. Anybody home? Come on. Anybody there? Go. Stand by your man.
And that was the paper pusher heading down that long, lonesome road.
25 minutes on the far side of 4 o'clock on KXR 0461. Voice of country music here in the Wolverine State. It's request night here on Route 40, so give us a call. We'll play your favorite tune.
Any requests, neighbor?
Y'all come to me. It's really not much further now.
What? Who the hell is that? Come on now. Answer me.
You're almost here. Hurry on now, Artie. Just a little further.
Who are you? What do you want?
It's taking you so long to get here. And I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting.
Waiting? What do you mean, waiting for me? Where are you?
I'm close, I see. Why? I'm close enough to touch.
What are you trying to do to me? What the hell am I doing?
You want to step out of the cab, please?
Are you there? Are you still there?
Come on, pal. Get out of that cab.
Hey, sure, right away.
Look, officer, I know it looks like I've been drinking or something.
It had crossed my mind.
Guess I was moving at a pretty good clip.
For a plane, no. For a truck, yes. Let's have a look at your license.
Yeah, well, here you go.
Thanks. Now, Mr. O'Connor, would you mind standing with your legs apart and your arms out to the side, please?
Oh, but you don't understand.
Mr. O'Connor, it'll make it easier on both of us if you just do it.
Okay, okay.
You can place your right index finger on your nose, please. Now your left.
I wasn't drinking.
Is this your vehicle?
Yeah, I leased it.
You have the papers, please?
Yeah, they're in the cab.
May I see them, please?
Look, I'm trying to tell you. I was getting a signal on my CB.
On your CB? What kind of signal? What did you hear?
Well, it was a woman's voice.
What? But you looked like you could use some sleep. Were you planning to take a break?
No. I was trying to push on through tonight.
Well, Connor, I've seen a lot of guys in your condition. Take it from me, you'd be better off getting a little rest. Find a motel 2 miles up the road. If I were you, I'd stop there and get some sleep. You got more than 200 miles to go. If you ever want to see Homerville.
Homerville? Oh, wait. How did you... Will I ever want to see it?
Are you okay?
You hurt bad.
My bag.
I think you make it to the truck, that's what it is. Get you to a doctor.
I can't move.
Can you hang on? I'll go get help.
Yes. Right in the car.
She... Was there someone with you? Where?
Someone.
Hang on. Hang on. I'll go get help. Break, Channel 9. We've got a 1034. Mayday. This is KXR 0461. Over. Mayday.
Mayday, 1034. Can anybody hear me? Over.
No, I hear you.
No, get off this channel.
Oh, my. You're so
close, darling. Stop it. Stop it. Leave me alone.
You're almost here.
Leave me alone.
Here we are.
Welcome to Homerville. Welcome home.
You have just heard Welcome to Homerville by Alan Gutman and Don Dickinson. Neil Daynard was featured as R.C. O'Connor, with Jimmy Morris as the announcer, John Stocker as Georgia Strait, Frank Perry and Robert Christie as Roy and Earl, Corinne Langston as Betty the waitress, Marion Waldman as the telephone operator, and Elva Mae Hoover as Rosie. You also heard Ron Hartman as Deacon, Arch McDonald as the gas station attendant, Bud Knapp as the highway cop, Gordon Thompson as the injured motorist, and Lynn Darragon as the siren. Our recording engineer is Ray Falsick, with sound effects by Bill Robinson. The senior script editor is John Douglas, and our production assistant is Doris Buchanan. Nightfall is produced and directed for CBC Radio by Bill Howell. And now, here's a final word from your host.
Hello again. Glad to hear you made it. On next week's Nightfall, I'll be bringing you a special kind of trapped animal.
It's a cage!
Hands off. Next week on Nightfall. Until then, careful at the edge.
Distribution of this NPR Playhouse presentation were provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is NPR, National Public Radio.